Welcome to Shir 4 on the Sabbath, and here we will begin a discussion on the practical observance of Shabbos, and this will comprise our next few Shirim. We now know that doing a melacha on Shabbos is a denial of God and of God's mastery of the world. We now have some idea as to why the Torah treats Shabbos desecration with such severity. So, for example, the Torah writes in Shemos 31:14, those who desecrate it shall die. Anyone who does a malacha on that day, that soul shall be cut off from his people. So this seems extreme until we understand the idea of the malacha concept. And now, doing even one small malacha stands as a denial of God and his control of the universe. So we can understand the severity that the Torah places on Shabbos desecration. When Shabbos leaves the individual, a family, or the community, their Jewishness is, unfortunately, usually not too far behind, specifically when looking toward the next generation. It's easy on Shabbos to accidentally do actions that we should not do, since we are so accustomed to performing all of these activities throughout the week. The Jewish people have sought ways to protect ourselves from accidental Shabbos desecration. One of these is called a siyag, which means to place a fence around the Torah, and this is a protective legislation. The second type is a prohibition, which is called a gzera, and when related to Shabbos, a gzera is called a shavus. These rabbinic enactments are made from the directive of the Torah and are fully binding on all Jews, just as the Torah itself. The Torah says in Shemos 23:13, and concerning all that I have told you, you shall take measures to guard yourselves. In Vayikra 18:30, the Torah says, you shall safeguard that which I have given into your charge. And these refer to accidental violation of the Torah. We need to follow these enactments. The Torah tells us in Devarim 17:10, and you shall carefully carry out all that they teach you. And in 17:11, the Torah tells us, you shall not turn aside from the word that they declared to you, to the right or to the left. Through these restrictions, the Chachamim have restrained us from doing many activities that are not melachos, but could lead to doing a melacha, and this can be for two reasons. Either it resembles a melacha, or it can be confused with a melacha, or it might be linked with a melacha by habit, or lead to a melacha in practice. So for example, tearing a paper resembles the first type. It's not a melacha, since it is not constructive, but it resembles a melacha, such as cutting material to a specific size. If we would allow one to rip paper on Shabbos, one may come to cut materials to specific sizes, which would be a bona fide melacha. An example of the second type would be agreeing to purchase an article. This is linked to a melacha, writing a note regarding the agreement, and therefore, it is usher to verbally enter such an agreement on Shabbos. Another example would be climbing a tree, which may lead to breaking off a twig, which would be an actual melacha. Now, if these safeguards are properly observed, the probability of Shabbos desecration is greatly lessened. A person's attitude toward these safeguards really reflects one's attitude to the whole institution of Shabbos and really to all of Torah. One who takes gzeros in a lighthearted manner treats the Torah lightly and can no longer be considered as an observant Jew. These gzeros, for the most part, are only made for direct Torah laws. We do not make protective measures on top of each other, generally. Diane Grunfeld sums this up by saying that this reflects the realistic standpoint of the Torah itself, which, while insisting on the high standard demanded of the servant of God, nevertheless gives full weight to the practical necessities of everyday life. We are now going to give a cursory survey of the Malachos, just to get a general idea of its legislation and systematic nature. The only way to gain an understanding of Hilchos Shabbos, though, is to study all the laws in detail. Now here, we have a survey where the category is described, some of the malachos in this category, and some of the gzeros. So we're going to start with the first 11 malachos, which are called the Siddur de Pas. The Siddur de Pas specifically deal with taking grain and producing it into bread. So we'll see how all those malachos fit into this category. Malacha number one is plowing. Now this includes every activity which makes the soil receptive for seed or plant, and also includes removal from the soil of anything that might stop plant growth. So the malachos included are digging, fertilizing, removing stones from the soil, and leveling the ground. And the gzeros include dragging a bench or some kind of heavy item across the garden if it will make a furrow in the ground, because this looks like plowing. So this malacha involves preparing the earth to yield its produce. Now, by holding back from this on Shabbos, we fulfill this pasuk, Hashem ha'aretz u'mlo'a, that the earth belongs to God and everything in it. Category two is sowing, and this includes every activity by which the growth of plants is caused or promoted. The malachos include placing seeds in soil, pruning, watering, and weeding. And in the gzeros, we have adding water to a vase with cut flowers. Category three is reaping. This category involves severing anything from where it grows. So the malachos include cutting flowers, grass, leaves, twigs, berries, or fruits from trees, from bushes, etc. Growing in the ground or a flower pot, and this applies even to mushrooms and the like, wherever they're growing. And the gzeros include climbing a tree, leaning against a tree that moves, using a tree in any way really, riding a horse, because one might break off a branch when riding a horse to use it to control the animal. Category four is making sheaves. Included here are any activities where natural products are gathered together into a unit to serve some sort of purpose. So the malachos include gathering fruit together into a pile in order to store them or sell them. And the gzeros include gathering eggs in a chicken coop. Category five is threshing. Threshing includes activities where natural products, solid or liquid, are separated from a husk or some other natural container or from the organic hull from where it is part of. So in the malachos, we have shelling different types of nuts and peas, if it's for any purpose other than immediate use, pressing out the juice from fruits, so for example from grapes or from olives, and also milking. And the gzeros include pressing out the juice of other types of fruits for a drink. Categories 6 through 8 are winnowing, selecting, and sifting. And activities here will improve a mixture by removing a less desirable part. So malachos include sifting, straining, skimming off the cream from milk, unless it's for immediate consumption. If you have a pile that has both good fruit and bad fruit, to remove the bad, or even to remove the desirable part for later, or by using a utensil, even for immediate use. So these are all usher to do. The gzeros include separating the good from the bad, even for immediate use, using a utensil not specifically designed for separating. One may remove the desired part for immediate use by hand, meaning without a utensil. Washing and peeling fruit and vegetables using a knife is allowed for immediate consumption only. Now, this malacha is not confined to food, but could apply to the sorting of mixtures of something which is jumbled together, any sort of mixture. So sorting a pile of silverware to put them in their respective places in a drawer, these are all usser. So these are basically sorting malachos and represent a characteristic of human activity. By stopping to do these on Shabbos, we acknowledge the God-given nature of our human intellect. Great care should be taken when learning the details of this halacha, because it is a very difficult malacha, so one really needs to study it in detail. And this brief summary is definitely not enough to understand how these malachos work. The category of grinding, number nine, is any activity by which a natural product or other substance is divided through the appropriate instrument into small particles, in order to make better use of it. So the malachos include milling or grinding, dicing fruits and vegetables, and just to note that chopping them into large pieces is usually permitted if it's for immediate use, filing different types of metals, pounding or crushing things with a mortar. Now, the gzeros include grating vegetables and cheese, etc., by using a grater, rubbing off mud or clay from boots or clothing, and included in this, we have gzeros of the second type, those things that are habits, that include taking medication to carry out any kind of treatment for the relief or discomfort, or of pain or slight ailments, and this gzera does not apply in cases of acute pain or acute illness. Okay, category number 10 is kneading, and this means taking small particles of a substance, and they are combined through a liquid to form some kind of a dough. Category 11 is baking or cooking, and this includes any activity which changes the state of a substance through heat. So malachos include cooking in all of its forms, heating water to over 104 degrees, adding ingredients to a boiling pot, stirring boiling food, pouring hot water over tea leaves, melting down any solid such as fat, wax, metals, etc. And the gzeros include wrapping a pot in a blanket or a towel, which is known as hatmana, that's insulating, adding non-pasteurized milk to hot tea, unless it is a kli sheni. Now, just because there's a prohibition of cooking on Shabbos doesn't mean that we only eat cold food on Shabbos. Rather, Shabbos would not be considered complete without having some kind of hot food. So how do we do this? So we have basically a Shabbos stove. We make sure that our burners are covered, so it's unlikely that we would come to adjust the heat on Shabbos. And this is usually done through a blech, right? We have this sheet of metal which gets placed over the top, and it often is bent in the front and covers the controls. So hot cooked food and an urn with hot water in it could be placed on the stove before Shabbos begins, with the heat adjusted to keep them hot during Shabbos until they are needed. People also use electric hot plates. So this concludes the Siddur DePas, the first 11 melachos. And next time, in Shir number 5, we'll begin to discuss the next group of melachos.